Caroline Lovett. She's a Republican candidate, 1st Congressional District running. Thank you for being with us, Caroline. How are you?
Good morning, Jack. I'm doing well. I'm calling you live from the campaign trail, actually, in beautiful Guilford, New Hampshire. So I couldn't be better today.
What's better than Guilford, right, other than just being out on a boat or going to a concert at Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion, right?
That's exactly right. But I won't be doing either of those things today. I'm actually touring some local businesses, meeting with some constituents and voters, and then we're hosting a meet and greet tonight at the new Breeze restaurant on the lake. So really looking forward to meeting some new folks and answering their questions.
I think you're also trying to connect with some younger voters. But let me switch gears and talk about some news of the day. Caroline Lovett, Republican, 1st Congressional District. Good morning, New Hampshire. There's going to be a vote tomorrow in Washington in Congress. I think it's mostly symbolic. And I see a lot of politicizing the leaked Roe v. Wade brief by Justice Alito. We don't know what the vote's going to be, but a lot of people are presuming that this will basically nullify Roe v. Wade and kick the abortion issue back to the states. Democrats are in quite a frenzy to basically say the Republicans want to ban abortion completely, and this is really a social rights war, which is underway, it seems. A lot of emotion. It's a very emotional issue. And in New Hampshire, they call the abortion law that the Republicans passed sort of as a trailer on the budget is a abortion ban. Governor Sununu says he's pro-choice, but Democrats question that, and they say that, you know, it's a ban, even though abortions in New Hampshire, there's no restrictions up until 24 weeks. It's only the last trimesters, 7th, 8th, or 9th month, where there's restrictions. So they call that a ban. But what are they going to vote on tomorrow? Where does this go? Is this a galvanizing make-or-break issue come the midterms, as Democrats, for the most part, are saying?
Well, I certainly believe that the Democrats are using this issue and used the purposeful leak. I believe it was a purposeful leak to spark a coordinated fear-mongering campaign amongst the Democrat regime, which is what I like to call it, which is the Democrat Party and the one-state corporate media. I saw this, Jack, firsthand all the time when I worked in the Trump White House press office. The Democrats leak things, and within minutes, the Biden campaign and the White House and all of the Democrat pundits on television are spewing the same talking points, and you're seeing that following this leak. Chris Pappas has followed in line, as he always does with his party, and is lying to the people of the Granite State. This is what Chris Pappas said about the overturning of Roe v. Wade, that it would threaten the safety, the freedom, and the rights of Granite State women. That is an egregious lie. The overturning of Roe v. Wade just returns more power to the people of New Hampshire and allows our state legislatures to pass and govern laws on the issue of abortion, as they just did in the recent budget, as you mentioned, Jack, with the 24-week ban. So what I would like to say is, as a Granite State woman, with the overturning of Roe v. Wade, none of my rights are going to be threatened. In fact, it's just going to ensure that the people that we elect at the state and local level make the decisions on this issue and on this case. I support the overturning of Roe v. Wade. I am a pro-life Republican, and I will always vote that way when I'm elected to Congress.
What do you say to someone who says they're taking something away that has been there for decades and they're not going to get away with it?
Well, they may get away with it, and that's thanks to President Trump, who appointed three exceptional Supreme Court justices. Elections have consequences. And again, this is a coordinated fear-mongering campaign by the Democrat Party and all of their pundits in the media. They are trying to stoke more fear and more division amongst the American people because they realize they are losing on the issues of inflation, on the issues of the economy, on the issues that the American people care about every single day. The Democrat Party is overwhelmingly losing. Joe Biden's poll numbers are tanking. Chris Pappas' poll numbers are tanking. So they're trying to distract with this issue of abortion. Our federal delegation is so quick to hold a press conference at Planned Parenthood, but they haven't held one about the southern border and this surge of fentanyl that is pouring into our state right now. Those are issues that matter every single day to Granite Staters. Our federal delegation of representatives are silent on them because it's not politically convenient. I think the people, and I know the people I talk to in the campaign trail every day, see right through this charade.
Caroline Lovett, before we let you go, President Biden before noon today is going to talk about inflation. And I think the national network tease was he's going to tee it up that he has a plan or a solution to deal with inflation that's better than the Republicans. I think it's going to be a class warfare type approach. And I don't know if President Biden, I mean this not to be flippant or anything, I don't know if he could even, if you ask the president or Jen Psaki, who's leaving the White House, how do you define inflation? I don't know, 10 minutes later, if they would have answered your question. Let me ask you, where's this hyperinflation coming from in your mind?
First and foremost, the uncontrolled, unmitigated spending that we've seen out of Washington, D.C. In March of 2021, inflation began to skyrocket. What happened in March of 2021? The Democrats in Joe Biden's White House passed the American Rescue Plan. So we funneled millions and trillions, billions of dollars into our economy that, frankly, we don't have. We're printing money that we cannot afford. And the American people are feeling this with the short-term consequences of inflation. They will feel it in long-term consequences, specifically my generation, with an increase in taxes. We're going to see that later down the road because we have to pay for this somehow or the inflation will not stop. So I do not expect to hear a concrete plan from this administration or Joe Biden. They just are finally coming around to admitting that inflation is an issue. This has been an issue for many, many months. And again, the people I talk to in New Hampshire every single day understand this is a top concern. They know that this is happening because of the policies in Washington, D.C., not because of our state and local governance. And that's why we're going to fire Chris Pappas this fall.
And real quickly, we hear a lot about fundraising in the U.S. Senate race. How is your fundraising going in the 1st Congressional District? And do you expect Donald Trump, your former boss, to be making an endorsement in this Republican 1st District primary? And is that endorsement going to you or not?
I am very glad you brought up the issue of fundraising, because let me tell you, Jack, I have raised more money from the people of New Hampshire, from Granite Staters, than any Republican candidate in this primary by far. I mean, the numbers are not even close. Hundreds of thousands of dollars more, literally twice more than my next opponent from the people of this state. We have over $1 million in our campaign coffers. We have the resources we need to not only win this primary, but take down Chris Pappas and fire Nancy Pelosi. I am honored to have worked for President Trump in the White House. I know he is making a decision in this race, and I certainly believe that I am the winner that he should support, and that, the, more importantly, the people of this great state, my home state, should support as well.
All right, Caroline Leavitt, have a good day on the lake. Thanks for joining us, GMI Studios. Good morning, New Hampshire. Thank you, 1st District Congressional Republican candidate. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jack.